BigBoxBrad.com.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, formerly Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes both trained athletes or weekend warriors do suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you on the road to recovery and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
It is going to be Mount Holmes' ball to start this final quarter as they trail Benton by a score of 38-26.
Mount Holmes needs to come off quick to start this fourth quarter. Let's make Benton think about it, maybe get a little bit tight. We've done a good job kind of stopping them on their runouts. We just need to get some shots to fall. A couple big threes here in a row.
Ryder McClain will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Blaine Taves. We're back underway. Paid into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Benton into man-to-man. Ball goes to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Over to McClain on the right. McClain's going to dribble into lane. He's going to go up for the runner. Good!
All right, that's where it starts with a score and a stop.
Ryder McClain with 8 on the day. 38-28. Benton leading it. We're 23 seconds into this final quarter. Ball goes is with Knight. He's going to go in for the layup. Good. Caleb Knight with 10 points off the bench. He's had a pretty good game here, especially here.
Nice ball movement right there by him. Kind of ball control. Kind of went up and showed and pump faked a couple times. Had red. Now we got a 1-3-1 right here by Benton.
Ball goes into the front court to McClain. Now top to Dewey.
Well, they're going to drop back into man now out of that.
Tate with on the right side. Still dribbling there on the right. He's going down to the corner now. Tries to throw it out to Gilbert. He has to chase it down to avoid a turnover. Gilbert will throw it out to McClain. McClain's going to dribble on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer to beat the shot clock. It won't go. Dewey gets the offensive rebound. He was going to go back, try to go back up with it. He'll be fouled on the way up. Or are they going to call it on the floor? I think they're calling the shot.
Should be.
They're going to get Caleb Knight. I believe that's his fourth. First team foul against Ben here in the fourth quarter. So Braden Dewey at the free throw line for the first time today. He has 7 points so far in this contest. First shot is up. Good. So Knight is going to check out of the game as Javarius Russell comes back in. .6:49 left in this game as Dewey has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. He gets both. He's got 9 on the day. 40-30, Ben leading it. Russell across the timeline. He'll give it to Prickett. Prickett throws it to Burgess in the right corner. Back to Prickett. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And offensive rebound for Gray. He puts it back up. That shot won't go either. And Russell couldn't get the tip, but he drew contact on that, and he's going to the free throw line with 6:33 left. Red Gilbert picks up his second personal foul. First team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter.
Hey, you get the stop. You work so hard to get the stop right there. Make them take a couple bad shots and got to block out. Can't get caught watching the ball. Got to go get that ball. Come away with it. You got a chance to make his comeback.
Russell misses the first free throw. That's his first attempt of the day. One more free throw for Russell. He has 4 points so far. Second shot is up. Good. He's 85 now. So Mount Holmes can't make it a three-possession game with just a two-point field goal here on this play. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert, and then he will give it to McClain, who's fouled right underneath the Benton basket. Elam Shelby picks up his fourth personal foul, second team foul against the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. He'll check out the game as DeJuan Ellis comes back in. So Knight and Shelby both with 4 fouls for the Panthers. Haney with 4 for Mountain Home. 6:31 left to play in the game. Inbound pass goes to Tate. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Benton, and Mount Holmes gets it back.
Yeah, Benton is just long on the front end of that little diamond press that they've got going on. And you got to attack. It looks like that Burgess is waiting just a second before he comes and traps. That's when you got to attack, just like that.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. He'll give it to McClain, who's into the front court. Tate has it now on the left side. His three-pointer is up. It won't go. And the rebound's tipped to Carson. He's going to go back up with it. Shot is blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll go to the free throw line with a chance to make it a 3-possession game.
Good pump fake there. Got the first Benton defender in the air. was able to take advantage of getting fouled. See if he can make these free throws.
A.D. Gray picks up his third personal foul. 13th foul against the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. So Braxton Carson at the free throw line for the first time today. First shot is up. Hits the front of the iron. No good.
Five or six missed free throws already for the Bombers, right?
About, yeah. Second free throw for Carson. No good. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Ellis. Back comes Benton as they lead by 11. Over 6 minutes left to play in the game. Russell with it up top. He'll give it to Burgess. Burgess will throw it on the left side to Ellis. Ellis dribbles into the lane. Now he'll draw a little contact. Blaine Tate picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. 5:57 left in the game as Benton will inbound it underneath the basket, leading 41-30. Russell will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Burgess on the low block. He puts up the jumper way too strong. And rebound's knocked around. Ball still being fought for and controlled by Burgess. Did they reset the shot clock on that?
They did.
My goodness. He didn't hit the rim at all. Not that it matters as Russell goes back up with it off the glass and in. Javarius Russell with seven. And now with another stop to play. Ball knocked out of bounds, I guess, or was it?
Yeah, Ben's got to leave the ball alone. When the ball goes through, they're grabbing the ball and they are they're kind of pushing it down. I don't know if that's what they called there, if they got hit out of bounds, but still.
Now fouls will be called on Benton as Blaine was crossing the timeline. They're going to give Harrison Prickett his first personal foul. That's the last foul Benton has to give in this contest. The next one will put Mountain home in the bonus. 5:34 left to play in the game. It is a 13-point lead for Benton. 43-30 is our score. So Tate will inbound it on the near sideline right next to the Bomber bench. Throws it up top to Dewey. Dewey dribbles to the left side. Gives there to Carson. Back to Dewey in the lane. He's going in for the layup. Won't go, but draws contact. And he'll go to the line for a pair. And Mount Holmes going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this game. They're going to give that one to Terrion Burgess. That's his first personal foul. 15th foul against the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. Braden Dewey so far, 2 of 2 from the line with 9 points. 5:28 left to play in this game as Dewey's first free throw is up and good. So he's now in double figures with one more to shoot. Second shot for Dewey. He gets both. 11 on the day for Braden Dewey. 43-32. Benton leading it. Russell into the front court. Gives it to Prickett up top. Prickett's dribbling into the lane. He's going to go by Carson for the layup. Good. Good move for Harrison Prickett, and Benton is going to call timeout. We'll break with 5:14. Let's play in the game. It is Benton leading Mountain Home 45-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
5:14, let's play in the game as Benton takes their last 30-second timeout of the day. Both teams out of 30s now. Mounts home with two timeouts left and Benton with three. 5:14 left in the game as Mounts home will inbound it, trailing 45-32. Benton got a lot more live in the second half.
Yeah, they did. They've had 18 points at half, and here we are already at 45. So they've scored the ball. Mountain Home's done a good job on defense. We've actually scored the ball better this second half too, but we got to get some stops.
Yeah. And some of those chip shots that you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. Those you got to get. Here is McLean within the front court, dribbles to the left corner, tries to throw it to Tate. But goes right into the hands of Ellis, and his pass is knocked away by Tate. Goes out of bounds, and Matt Benton will inbound it with 5 minutes left to play in the game as they lead by 13.
That's a 10th turnover by Mountain Home.
Prigott will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Or they're going to wait, wait just a moment before and wipe up a little perspiration.
They got those fancy, like, little
cleaners right
there. The little round deal on them.
Yeah. Inbound pass goes to Russell. He'll give it back to Prickett. Into the front court it goes to Ellis on the left side. Now over to Russell. Now to him in the zone, looks like. Ball goes over to Prickett. Back to Russell. Back to Prickett. Back to Russell. Now Prickett has on the left side. He's met by a double team. Throws it over to Ellis on the low block for the layup. Good.
It's actually really good patience by Prickett and Russell right there. They both had open shots, and it's one of those ones that you're hoping they take that because they're not high-volume three-point shooters, and they did not take it, and it led to an open basket for Benton.
Ellis with three on the day. 47-32, Benton leading it. Ball goes to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side, and good. Greg Gilbert with eight on the day. 47-35, Benton leading it. Back to a four-possession game.
Starts with stops. We talked about it.
Russell in the front court gives it to Prickett.
So he's still man now.
Prickett's going to drill to low block. He's going to go up for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. He'll give it to Tate. Tate quickly into the front court. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, but draws to the block. He found. He'll go to the free throw line with 3:54 left.
Even better. He can get to the free throw line, maybe steal a couple points without the clock ticking down.
Yep. Dewan Ellis picks up his second personal foul. Again, Mount Holm already in the bonus. Blaine Tate so far 1 of 3 from the line with 8 points. First shot is up. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Elam Shelby coming back in for Benton, replacing Dewan Ellis. One more free throw for Tate to shoot. Second shot is up and good. He gets 1 of 2. He has 9 on the day. 47-36, Ben leading it. Again, less than 4 minutes left in this game. Russell into the front court. He'll give it to Prickett. Back to Russell. Over on the right side to Gray. Back to Russell. Back to Prickett. Now, Tom in the zone right now. Looks like a matchup.
I think they're in a man. They're just staying inside the underneath the three-point line, making Benton use time, and Benton's content to making this a possession game.
Well, shot clock is now down to 10. Ball goes up top to Burgess. Over on the left corner to Shelby. His three-pointer up and in. Elam Shelby with 7 on the day. Big shot for him. 50-36, Ben leading at 3:17 left in the game.
Yeah, they're content making the possession game. Then perfect play to step in three.
Yep. Gilbert with it. He's going up for the runner. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Gray, and he'll be fouled in the backcourt. Blaine Tate picks up his fourth personal foul. That's the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the game in the fourth quarter. So they still have one more to give. 3:06 left to play in the game. Russell into the front court. He'll give it to Prickett. Back to Russell. And he's just holding it right there. He hasn't dribbled. Now he does. Less than 3 minutes left in the game. Ball goes to Gray on the right side. Back to Russell. He's just holding the ball right now. Now Haney's starting to go out there on him. 15 left on the shot clock. He'll give it to Burgess. Well, back to Russell. Russell's going in for the layup, and it goes in. He draws the foul as well. Javarius Russell will go to the line for the and one with 2:39 left to play in the game. They're going to give that one to Braden Dewey. That is his third personal foul. 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. Ellis checking back in for Benton as he replaces Harrison Prickett.
Yeah, that's just backbreaker possessions it there. Was. Two in a row for Mountain Home. You do your job, you hold them, and try to make them take a late last-second shot as the shot clock is expiring. They bury a three on one, and then you give them a and one on the other.
And Russell's free throw takes a high bounce and finally falls in. So it's 53-36, Benton leading it with about 2.5 minutes left. Blaine Tate's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's knocked around and controlled by Burgess. He will throw it to Russell back the other way, who's quickly going in for the layup and good. Javarius Russell with the basket, and a timeout is called by Mountain Home. As Benton now goes up by 19. We'll break with 2:23 left to play in the game. It is Benton leading Mountain Home 55-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Mount Home taking the timeout with 2:23 left in the game as they trail Benton 55-36. Mount Home with one timeout left. The Panthers with three. So it will be Ryder McClain inbounding in the backcourt for the Bombers. Gets into Dewey. Back to McClain. McClain will give it to Tate. Tate dribbles on the right side. Goes to the corner. Throws it out to McClain in the left corner. Well, has the ball knocked away by Burgess. It goes out of bounds and Mount Home will inbound on the far sideline with 2:11 left. Blake Tate will inbound it on the far sideline. But now fouls will be called before you can even get it in. And so it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for the Bombers. DeJuan Ellis picks up his third personal foul. So who's going to the line?
Hey, Rhett Gilbert maybe?
Yep. It is going to be Rhett Gilbert. He is so far 1 of 2 from the line with 8 points. So the first free throw for Gilbert is up and good. Harrison Prigott checks back in for the Panthers as Ellis comes out. Levi Uchman is coming in for Mount Tom as he'll replace McGee Harris. One more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up. He gets both. So he's now double figures with 10. 55-38. Ben leading it. Over 2 minutes left in this game. Here is Prigott within the front court. As Gilbert right there on him. He'll give it out to Knight. Back to Prigott. Now Burgess has it. He's going to see where they're going to call a foul on the floor against Mountain Home. They give that to Haney?
There's that Dewey, I think, was on
the ground. Okay, it is. Okay, yeah, it is Dewey. So, Brayden Dewey, that's his fourth personal foul. So, Mount Home commits their fifth foul. So, Terrion Burgess be at the line. First shot is up and good. So far, he is a perfect 4-4 from the line today. With 17 points. Blaine Tate checks out of the game as McGee Harris comes back in. Burgess' second shot is up, and he gets both. 1:54 left to play. It is 57-38. Benton leading it. Here is Gilbert back the other way with it. Dribbles near the top. He's going to pull up for the three right with a man right there on him. It won't go. And the rebound's chased out. Well, almost chased down by Burgess, but Harris is actually there to pick it up. He'll throw it out to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper, won't go. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Ellis. 1:26 left to play in the game. Yep. Looks like Mount Home is probably going to end their season right here, the boys at least. So Russell with it. He's going to dribble to the lane, gives it to. I believe that was Ellis with the layup. They won Ellis with 5 on the day.
A great season for the Bombers. They fought hard and played hard in this game. Just too much power here from the Benton Panthers for Mountain Home to overcome.
The three-pointer by Gilbert in and out. Did about everything but fall in there. And rebounds controlled by Benton. 50 seconds left to play in this game as the Panthers lead by 21.
Yeah, Coach Fulch is trying to foul right here, even though it's going to put Benton to the line. He's trying to get Braxton Carson, Kobaninski back into the game as seniors so he can finish their season, their senior year on the floor.
I believe they gave that one to McGee Harris. That's his second personal foul. So it will be Javarius Russell at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. He's had a big fourth quarter. So it is. So Braxton Carson and Coben Inskeep will come in replacing Rhett Gilbert and Ryder McClain. So we'll be thanking some seniors as we wrap up this broadcast in a little bit. 49.6 left to play in this game as Russell has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. 60-38, Mount Holmes in. Mount Holmes getting ready to bring in mass substitutions. They're going to stop play so they can get him in.
Yeah, I got a bunch of other seniors coming off with Jackson Corp. It's going to be Courtney Collins, Jackson Brewer, Rosa, Elias Snow. That's your four other seniors. There's nine senior basketball players on this Bomber team, and Robert Dover is another one, counting him, that's not there, it's 10. And then Jackson Corp's going to draw in with these guys.
Yep. So inbound pass will go to Cortland Collins. Collins walked the ball into the front court. By the way, for Benton, also Connor Weston came in. Ball goes over to Snow. Now down in the corner, pulling up for the jumper. See who that, who was that?
Corp.
Yeah, that was Corp. He couldn't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Benton. Shot clock is off. I don't know if they'll even try to get a basket here, just let the final seconds run out.
Yeah, just going to let it run out. So.
Yep, that is what they're going to do. Down to 10 seconds left, as it is going to be a 22-point victory for Benton as they'll take off the final seconds. And for several Mount Holmes players, their career as a Bomber will come to an end.
Yeah, it's a great job there by the Bomber seniors, and we thank them for their opportunity to play as a Bomber. And, you know, they did some good things. They were 1 point away from making the state tournament last year, and then this year was able to get back to the state tournament and just ran into a buzzsaw in Benton. And it's, if you could have won a game or two more, maybe could have avoided that. But, you know, great job for these seniors as they finish up their Bomber careers.
Absolutely. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bond Joint Clinic postgame show in a moment. Our final score, Benton defeats Mountain Home 60-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.